Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
And online, Nick Ashman from Sportsbet. G'day, Nick.
Morning, Brandy. A couple of tight games, isn't there, coming up in the NRL ladder this week?
Yes, there is. Thursday night, with the Roosters up against the Storm and the Dragons up against the Warriors. SEN covering both those games.
Yeah, fantastic to hear as well. Well, the Roosters and Storm, it's predicted to be pretty tight. $1.92 each. They've played each other 48 times, 29-19 in favour of the Storm. They've won the last two clashes between these two teams. The Storm have come out on top, 18-13 last year in September, and then before that, 30-16. It's a tricky one, though, because they haven't got a particularly good record, do they, at Allianz? They've only won 10 of their 24 games there, so maybe the market will swing back to the Roosters, who found a bit of form last week, guys.
They certainly did. But the Storm have a good recent history against them. 8 out of the last 9, the Melbourne Storm. Dragons up against the Warriors, Nick.
Yeah, well, the Dragons are outsiders here at $2.80. The Warriors at $1.44. So I'm not sure what your thoughts are here. Warriors on the road, obviously. That game's at 6 o'clock on Friday night. Any thoughts here?
The Warriors' form is real. The Dragons yet to find consistency, but in front of... I'm hoping it's a full house. Like, I'm hoping that has some impact. And the last time they had the full house, they knocked over Manly. So beware of the Dragons. But the Warriors have played really well. That's my thoughts. And SEN will have coverage. And, of course, you can watch it on Fox as the first game of the Friday doubleheader, Brandy.
Yeah. Now let's switch to the NBA. Play-in starts tomorrow, Nick.
Yeah, that's right. The NBA, the playoffs kick off, so it's a big week for the NBA fans out there. And look, at this stage for the championship, the Celtics, Boston Celtics are your favourites at $2.63, Denver Nuggets $4, and then, guys, it's double figures for the rest. So the market's telling us that the NBA this year will come down to two teams, the Celtics and the Nuggets.
Yeah, so just so people understand too that don't follow the NBA closely, the play-ins as opposed to the playoffs, it's for teams that finished 7th to 10th. So you get a crack at winning two additional playoff spots. The only thing I don't understand is they go 9v10, 7v8. I thought it should be 7v10, 8v9. But anyway, that's just me. That's how they've structured it. So they have play-ins before you the playoffs.
Yeah, EPL action this morning, but Champions League, the quarterfinals, second legs, get underway tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. We've got Champions League. So we've got, Manchester City, who played Real Madrid, which will be a fantastic game. $1.61 for Man City and Real Madrid at $4.75. That game's actually 5 a.m. on Thursday. Tomorrow, we've got Barcelona versus Paris. Barcelona, $2.15, and Paris, $2.90, the draw there, $3.90. So a bit to play out there. Don't forget that Man City are still shooting for 3 trophies this year. They can win the FA Cup, the EPL Premier League, and obviously the Champions League as well. They did the trio last year, and they're $7.50 to do it again this year, guys. And the only other thing to mention, Group 1 Racing wraps up this weekend at Randwick with the Champagne Stakes and also the All Age Stakes. You can grab all the markets on your Sportsbet app for those features.
Good stuff, Nick. We'll catch you later in the week.
Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
Nobody does it easier than Sportsbet.
What are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.